So good morning. I'm going to trust that everyone will get here as they need to. It's good to see you all this morning. I hope that you had some time and space to yourself after our time yesterday. We did a lot of work. And I would love to hear what's moving through you this morning. What is resonating from our time together yesterday? What's feeling important? What are you seeing? What's come through your dreams, either from the personal or the practitioner point of view? Who'd like to share? What's with you this morning? What are you seeing? What are you noticing? What's moving through you? Don't be shy. Deva, thanks for getting us started.
Well, I think I just realized like how much fear is at the root of so many tension places, and how it gets so sticky in life, and how it's like this. And then when you befriend it, it's like, oh, you can start to see that's what it is, but that it really is so many layers and entangled in so many places that keep myself personally from like moving forward. And then, you know, like that distinction of the healthy fear versus the fear that's really holding you back. So yeah, I think I'm in San Francisco today, and so had a long 3-hour drive and really had time to sit with everything. And yeah, there's a lot of depth in it. So thank you for helping us unravel and be with all of it.
Yeah, you're welcome. And thanks for getting us started off with that, because it's like what you're sharing, I think, is so much at the core of so much of this. And I love how you put it, like those little friction points. Oftentimes, I think a lot of the time, there's fear behind them. And it's such on the one hand, it's such an obvious thing, but on the other hand, for us, and then especially for our clients, because they're probably not as aware as we are, we move through our lives, these frictions come up, and we don't take the time to say, oh, wait, what is this friction actually about? Where is it coming from? Right. And then how can I work with that? And instead we kind of suffer through it, or we don't do the thing that we want to do, or we feel that friction for the rest of the day, you know, whatever it is. And so it's so important, not only in terms of getting things done, but in not feeling so much of that tension that we can often feel in our days, to have this awareness, there's actually something in there. It could likely be a fear. And then to slow things down, to start to understand it more, and then go from there.
Yeah. And I think what I've found with my students, like we do an alchemy release of like, what's getting in your way? What are you tolerating? What do you want to transform? And people just like, oh, I just want to get rid of my fear, that befriending it first so that you have an actual awareness that you're, you know, so many, oh, I just don't want to, you know, deal with it. And so looking at the bigger process of really transforming it rather than just destroying it.
Yes. That's the other, again, I just want to keep on underscoring these pieces. We don't want to destroy any of it. And as I was sharing yesterday, you know, sometimes even for myself, when I approach the fear, it's, I have to reorient, because in the first moments, I do want to get rid of it. I don't want that thing to be there anymore. I'm not loving on it. I'm not liking it. I'm not having compassion for it. And I'm just thinking, oh, if I could just get rid of this fear, then I would be able to XYZ. And we want to reorient and have a different perspective. The perspective is, how can I become better friends with this? How can I work better with this thing? Good, thank you. Who else? What's moving through you this morning? What's resonating? What are you seeing? What questions have been coming up? What came through your dreams last night? Who wants to share? Again, don't be shy. If it's there, if it's on your mind, it's helpful for all of us.
I will share. I was dreaming of, it was beautiful and lovely, and it involved being married to somebody I really like, but I'm not very close to right now. And we had grandkids. I had an early morning meeting with a counselor for my son for high school. So I need to write this dream down. And I didn't. I just stepped off the meeting. But and we were in my mom's old apartment in Bulgaria, so a lot of interesting. I love too the way I work with dreams, and actually it came yesterday through our session with Maria, and I was so grateful for it. I learned to write associations about the important pieces in the dream. So when I associated something yesterday, she asked me like, so what does it look like in your body? I'm like, it looks like, and this thing was really scary. It was like things that they found in my bones earlier this year, and they didn't know what it is. And they sent me to an oncologist. And luckily it was benign, but this is what something looked yesterday in my body. So yes, it's a great practice, dream work.
Thank you. Would it be okay if we took a few minutes with the dream?
Yeah, totally, absolutely, my pleasure.
So in the dream, you married someone, you said, who you really like. Mm-hmm. And it was back in your mother's house in Bulgaria. And you had grandchildren, right? Mm-hmm. So let's see if we can actually apply the process that we've been learning to mm-hmm. the dream. Is that okay
for us to- Yes.
Okay. And as we go in, I'm going to remind you and all of us that one way to understand dreams is if a person shows up in a dream that it's not, and we'll get to all of this when we get to our dream work retreat, by the way, where it's so much of this, but for now, one way of understanding dreams is any person or object in a dream is not that person, right? They represent a part of ourselves. I'll just put it simply in that way, okay? Mm-hmm. So, okay, is it all right to close your eyes? All right, so close your eyes and bring yourself back to the dream and to, were you in the room with this, the person you were married to that you really like?
Yeah, well, we were first not in that room. We were first mm-hmm. in another space. It was also a home. It was very spacious and very tall ceiling. And it looked like it might be like one of those very old buildings in New York where they eventually, it was like a factory or something, and then eventually it was turned into living spaces, like condos or something.
Beautiful.
It was on the top floor, and it had these beautiful arched on the top windows, like giant arched windows. And I even think that it was, it's coming to me that it was like on Houston Avenue in Manhattan.
All right, so we could go in so many different directions and ask about Houston Avenue. I'm not going to go there now. Yeah. But I do, just as we go into this, I want to reflect back what you just shared, that in this dream where you're married to this part of you that you really like, you're in an environment of spaciousness. There's spaciousness that's created through this marriage, this coming together. You're in an environment that used to be a factory, and now it's a living space.
Okay.
I feel, you can see, you can feel that. Okay, good. So connect in with this one in the dream that you're married to. Just take a moment and hold space in the dream for this one that you're married to.
Actually, we had some disagreements in that part still.
Yeah, that's great. Good. So we'll
see what happens. Some communication issues.
Yeah, that's okay. Good. And so with all of it, ask this part of you what it wants you to know.
I literally saw the person. I was trying to ask the person in my dream, and they are lying down on a bed, and so with the words they were saying, "I'm here for you. Don't you see? I love you." And but they're lying on the bed. And so the message that I'm getting is, even though they're kind of like just lying there, they're there for me. They love me.
Tell me if this is true for you. It's reminding me a little bit of what you were sharing about the people around you yesterday while you've been sick. They've kind of been lying around.
I guess I wasn't really connecting into that, but yeah, it doesn't feel really connected.
No, okay. Yeah, I was leading a little there. Good. Glad you're not going with it if it doesn't feel right. So continue to connect with this part of you that knows that people can be lying around and still be there for you. Just continue to connect with this one.
Yeah, sensing the notion that I just can relax and know, and not stress about it so much, like not be anxious about it.
Just like, allow yourself to feel that in your body, that you don't have to stress so much about it. What does that feel like in your body?
It feels like relaxing and opening in my torso and letting my shoulders drop and having just a chill time and smiling.
Yeah, I see it on your face. Continue to be with this knowing that you can rest Really let yourself have this feeling in your body, Vlada.
Thank you.
Yeah, and this knowing that people can be lying down and still be there for you. Yeah. And from this place, is there anything else that this one wants you to know right now?
They're really happy to be with me. Mm.
Can you feel that in your body?
Yeah, it's mutual. I'm delighted.
Yeah. Continue to feel that.
I actually see myself lying on the bed and hugging as well.
Yeah. So allow yourself to be in that and feel yourself in that position. What does that feel like?
It feels a little, right now in my body, it feels a little tingly, mm-hmm. a little excitement energy that is mm-hmm. just a little bit on the edge.
Yeah. Is it okay to allow yourself to feel that a little bit more? Good. Take one more moment, and then when you're ready, you can open your eyes. I wish you could see your face right now. So clear and bright. What's feeling important from that piece of work for you?
The message that feels really important is I can trust and relax. And things are there for me. All I have amazing resources to tap in, just there, totally ready. Yeah. And, yeah, I can just embrace them.
What would you be doing differently right now if you were trusting that more and embracing that more?
I would go more confidently for fewer things that I multitask all the time and I overdo. And I run myself down by attempting to do too much because yes, so I would invest my time and attention in a more relaxed way into fewer things.
Yes. That feels like a worthy cause to me. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So if you
want to two of them is always my problem. And I guess trusting, yes. The trust part comes on over and over through various ways to get to me. I realize it's just trust, but I'm not sure what to trust.
Ooh. Yeah.
Which piece to invest in?
It sounds to me like the first step is the trust and allowing yourself to have more of this feeling of rest that you found in the process, mm-hmm. and more of this knowing on a deeper level that things can lie and they're still there for you. And so if you want to go deeper with this, my invitation would be to continue to come back to that feeling of the knowing you can trust, of seeing that things can lie and they can still be there for you, right? Because it's not just people. I think now that we're, you know, we're talking, it's like,
yeah,
all of these different things, they don't all have to be active at the same time. They can still be there for you while they're lying, right? And you can journal on this, but I would keep on coming back to embody the feeling and the belief and then see what wants to happen next.
Yes. And I think it's important to note, to mention that actually the person representing, you know, the person I was married to, that I like is actually someone that it has not been very trustworthy in my life. So the trust piece is actually essential.
Yes, exactly. Ding, ding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, Lada.
Thank you, dear.